So, you know, you don't get what you want. You get what you allow yourself to receive. And here's the thing. What you really want doesn't take time. It takes alignment. In this message, I'm going to share how you can align yourself to speed up the things you desire to attract in your life. Today's message is titled, What You Want Doesn't Take Time, It Takes Alignment. I want you guys to think about that, because oftentimes when you really want something in your life, when you really desire to create something new in your life, a new job, a new relationship, a new home, whatever, you want it and you think, oh, it's going to take a long time. It's going to take a lot of time, a lot of effort. And really, it doesn't take time. It takes alignment. And you can speed things up. Things can happen so fast, so quick, and you would think it would take years or a long time for it to happen. But when you align yourself, you can attract things to speed up in your life. And so that's what we're talking about today. What you want doesn't take time. It takes alignment. Are you aligned? And you have to think about you receiving that desired, having that dream fulfilled. What does it feel like? And how can you align with that feeling? How can you align with those good vibes? How can you be one and connect with the feeling of that? So you don't get what you want. You get what you allow yourself to receive. See, a lot of times people think, well, I really, really want it. I've been asking for it. I've been working hard for it. What's going on? Why is it taking so long? Why are the doors closing? Why am I not attracting what I desire? It's not about that. It's really about you aligning yourself and you allowing yourself to receive it. You being in connection with knowing that it's already done. It's already yours. You're worth it. You're worthy of it. And you don't have to struggle and wait a long time for it to be yours. Ask yourself, do you struggle with the feelings of unworthiness? Do you struggle with the feelings of low self-esteem? If those are some things you're struggling with, those things will hold you back. Those things, it's like this energy of you being in a low place, you feeling like you're not worthy of that thing. And so if you're feeling low, if you're feeling the low self-esteem, if you're feeling unworthy, then you're not aligned to receive what it is you desire. I think about, I know someone who talked about they struggle to lose weight. And one of the things they were saying is how hard it was, how they were really trying. They were working out, trying to eat right, but they just kept struggling to lose weight. And they felt like they were depriving themselves. And the more they did it, the more they felt bad about who they were. And so they had a low self-image, and then they had this unworthy feeling like, well, maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I'm not trying hard enough. Maybe I'm not, you know, doing my best, or what's wrong with me? And so here's the thing. It's so important that we understand that you have to love yourself in the process. You have to accept yourself in the process. You have to learn to embrace joy in the process, because in order for you to really attract and align to the weight loss, the healthy body, the new job or whatever, the business success, you got to first know that you deserve it, know that you're worthy, know that you're loved, know that you are pure, that you don't have to beat up on yourself and be shameful and down yourself because of your mistakes. Because, oh, I messed up. I did this. I did that. No, you have to build yourself up. You got to learn how to look yourself in the mirror and speak life over you. Speak joy over you. Speak happiness over you. Speak success over your life. And even when you make those mistakes and you say, man, I know I shouldn't have ate that. I'm working on, you know, getting off these 10 pounds and that kind of threw me off. But that that's okay. I'm going to love myself through this process. I'm learning. I'm teaching myself what's best for my body. I'm starting to see, I'm glad my body is showing me and giving me reactions and showing me what's not good for me. I'm going to pay attention to that. I'm going to pay attention to my body. I'm going to continue to move forward. And even if I have some off days, I'm going to continue to get back up. I'm going to continue to make another step forward in progress and where I want to go and where I see myself being. I'm not going to allow my mistakes, my mishaps, my you know, down days to keep me. I'm going to continue to rise up. I'm going to continue to move forward. I'm going to continue to love harder. Yeah, I had a bad issue or a breakup or a bad relationship, but I learned from that relationship, but I grew from that relationship, but I'm stronger from that relationship. And now I'm wiser because of that relationship. So I think that whole process, that whole experience, even that person, for where I am today, because it taught me better and it made me better. And now more than ever, I want better for my life. And I know I'm aligning myself to attract better. And so as I do that, and I know that I continue to just keep moving forward little by little, moment by moment, being good to myself, allowing myself to learn in the process and to cheer myself on, even when I fall, even when I feel down, to cheer myself on and say, that's okay. You got this. You can do it. You know, it's just like when you see a baby learning how to walk. When that baby start walking, that baby's going to fall. That baby's going to stumble. You're not going to get mad and blame the baby and tell the baby you're a failure. Why would you fall? No, you're going to say, good job. Keep going. Get back up. You can do it. You got this. You're almost there. You're doing better and better. It's okay that you fail. It's okay that that relationship didn't work out. It's okay that you ate that thing you shouldn't have ate and you felt like it pushed you back off your goals, your weight loss goals. That's okay. You're doing better. Cheer yourself on. Lift yourself up. Encourage yourself in the moment of where you are and know that as long as you continue to align yourself, that's all you got to focus on. You don't have to focus on the time. You don't have to focus on how long it's taking. Well, getting upset. Well, I'm this age now. When is it going to happen? I'm tired of waiting. What, you know, you don't have to do that anymore. You can encourage yourself and say, it's okay. You right where you need to be. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. So continue to rise up, continue to move forward, continue to grow, because you are about to receive all the good that you've been desiring. It is all yours. Receive it. Embrace it. Allow it. Align to it. Yes, 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 yes. So we're about to do Q&A, and I got some really good questions. Before we answer these questions, because we got some really good questions, I want to remind you guys of today's book, the book of the day, Miracles in Your Mouth, Be Renewed, Overcome Anxiety, Fear, Depression Through Spiritual Principles and Life-Changing Affirmations. When I tell you, when I wrote this book, my life changed. This is when I really start committing to meditation and affirmations and really speaking words of life over my life and really seeing a transformation. So you can get this book at realloveexists.com. Type in daily word in the discount code and you'll get 20% off. So I got your questions. We're going to get to these questions, but first I want to go ahead and have my wonderful, amazing husband, Patrick, to join us. So you're going to read the questions?
Yeah, so I'm going to read the questions to you. So one of the first questions I got was, I want to pray and meditate more, but feel that I don't have time. How do you make time so that it can be more consistent and routine?
One of the things I do, I like to start my day with meditation. So even before I get out the bed, I put on my meditation audio music and I meditate. And one of the reasons why I do that first thing in the morning is because when you first wake up, you're more aligned with your subconscious mind and you have more power to program your mind and to really set your day and set your thinking and set your vibe. And so I meditate and then I do a visualization meditation that I do as well after I meditate, and then I'll think about what I'm grateful for and write my gratitude down. If you don't have time to do that in the morning, I would try to wake up earlier than what you normally do and just commit to it. It's so worth it. You'll see your life change completely. Like, really, it's so important. I would say if you can't do it in the morning, just make sure that you have some time for yourself. If it's like 5 minutes, you know, in the evening or so, but just start somewhere.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, what I do sometimes, I put a reminder on my calendar just so that I can, you know, take out that time or remind myself, especially on times where I know historically I have a little bit of float in my schedule, where it's not always something going on, but there's an opportunity for me to take a step back and to reflect and to look inside and stuff like that. So here's another question. How can I start improving my self-esteem?
So many ways. Affirmations is a great way to start. Creating a vision board. I think those are all the beginner things that everybody, if you've never done, if you just new to self-care, self-esteem, enhancement, start with having a vision for yourself, creating a vision board, speaking affirmations over yourself. I am love. I am confident. I love myself. I forgive myself. I am successful. You know, just start with speaking things over you. And then I would just say, do things that are good for you, mind, body, and spirit, like exercise, dancing, singing, listen to music, you know, meditation. It's so many things you can do. Going for a walk, you know, painting, doing art, whatever it is that you connect with, that you just vibe out and you just feel like it just, you're in another zone. Do that. Do what makes you feel good. That's the beginning to self-love.
Yeah, one of the things, and because I'm kind of thinking about what you was talking about before about, you know, making sure that you're aligned. I think oftentimes people are so overwhelmed by life that they don't take a moment to check in on themselves and do that self-care to make sure that they built up, to make sure that their life is filled, you know, because it makes it a challenge to go out and help others when you haven't properly filled yourself. So
why do you think people struggle with checking in on themselves?
You know, I think that there's a heavy burden that people bear, especially coming from different demographics and areas where they feel like they have a responsibility to take care of family, to take care of kids, to achieve things that they didn't get a chance to achieve when they were younger or their parents. And they attach to the grind. Mm-hmm. And the grind becomes so overwhelming that's all that they pay attention to is the grind, the hustle. All I got to do is keep grinding. I keep hustling. And then for, you know, you working so hard on that you forget to take care of your mental state.
Yes.
You working so hard on all the external things that you don't take an opportunity to take care of the inside. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that that's a stumbling block. That's something that people are overlooking from being a well-rounded whole individual. We work so hard on the exterior that we don't take that moment to, you know, make sure that we're whole.
Yes, that is so true. We got to make sure we checking in on ourselves. We got to make sure that we are whole, mind, body, and spirit.
I got another question for you too, and this kind of ties in with what you just asked me. Actually, somebody said, I feel guilty if I take too many days of self-care. So how do you balance family responsibilities and making sure you're taking care of yourself?
I think the guilt is where you need to really focus on as far as healing, because whenever you feel guilty for taking care of yourself, that's a sign, or you feel like I'm doing too much. It's kind of like, you know how some people say, oh, that person has too much money, or that person has too much happiness, or that's just too much. really, there's no such thing as too much. That's just like you saying, oh, I have too much air. I'm breathing too much. You're breathing unlimited, you know, unlimited. Mm-hmm. You know, there's never too much any of anything that's good for you. And if you're feeling guilty for doing something that's good for you or it's too many days, you got to ask yourself, where does that come from? Where was I taught that taking care of myself too many days was too much, you know? And really get to that place, because that right there, that's a seed of unworthiness, as if just do a little bit, not too much, you know. Oh, you don't want to do that, you know. But no, like, I love the fact that Jesus said, I came that you may have life and life more abundantly. I love the fact that he was all about joy and all about enjoying your life and having the abundance of life, and there's never a limit to that abundance. Mind, body, and spirit, you know, in every area of your life. And so I would say there's no such thing as too much self-care. Not at all. As a matter of fact, the more you love on yourself, the more you can love on people. I think you love people better and love people more when you're already radiating with just so much abundance of love from loving yourself.
Hey, but you know what I think too? I think that we as adults don't always acknowledge or understand is the fact that how we interact with people at this stage in life have to do with the things that we learned as youth and as adolescents growing up in our families' homes. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you were ever in a household where your parent was like, well, I get a shirt off my back, or I'm going to sacrifice, I'm not going to eat, I'm going to make sure everybody else is eating.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to make myself a plate. I'm going to make sure everybody else is eating. And realistically, you think about, what does that do for you? What does that create in your mind for what you should do and how you should operate? You know, sometimes that creates unintentional habits where people begin to sacrifice and begin to think of things like, maybe I shouldn't have too much because I want to make sure I'm feeding everybody. Or maybe I shouldn't do things in a certain way because I know the way that I was raised, I want to make sure I'm last. I don't want to take care of myself first. I want to make sure everybody else is taken care of. And I do whatever I got to do for myself last, even if that's the little bit. And I think that those things impact us, how we interact, how we spend money, how we teach our children. That all of those things play a part in, you know, just how we are. And we really have to just kind of break those generational thought processes.
Yeah.
To say, you know, there's a new way to do things. I don't have to do things the way that I saw. Or the way that I saw wasn't always perfect, but there's a new way to do things, and I can connect in a new way through Christ and through the leading of the Holy Spirit and the proper alignment, you know, to be better.
Yes. Yes. And when you take care of yourself, you're doing so much for your kids. When you put yourself first, when you put your self-care first, because what you're doing is you're teaching them to do it. You're teaching them to not let other people walk on them and deplete them and to cause them to feel drained and to feel tired and to know how, and then not know how to stop and check in on themselves. You're teaching them that pattern when you deplete yourself, when you put everybody and everything in front of you, you teaching them to repeat that. And so what you got to do is shift. You got to show them how you prioritize your mind, body, and spirit, and how if you didn't do that, there probably wouldn't be no you here to even feed them and provide for them and guide them. You wouldn't have the clarity of mind, the strength in your body, you know, to do those things. But because you do those things, because you prioritize your care, now you can even go all out for them, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's really, really, really important.
And when you think about all of those things, you know, oftentimes when you think about people growing up, especially growing up in poverty or growing up in an area of lack, many times when people get to a certain place financially in their life, they want to make sure they give their kids everything that they never got. I want to make sure I'm providing all the things I never received. But what we really should be doing is teaching our children everything that we never learned.
Exactly.
You know, we got to teach them things that we didn't learn until we were older so that they don't have to fall, you know, make the same mistakes or have to go through the same experiences just to learn the lesson. We have to teach that lesson now. You know, like the mm-hmm. things we learning now, we got to teach those things to our youth so that they don't have to experience life through the same way in order to learn that lesson.
She said, I'm reading miracles in your mouth and trying to change what comes out of my mouth and what I speak into existence. Then we have another reader that says,
Kudos to them.
And we have another reader that said, I honestly can say that your book, Addicted to Pain, helped jumpstart my new journey in healing. I thank God for you, Rainey. So that's really good to hear.
Thanks for sharing that, guys. But I do want to say this. A lot of you, some of you may be new watching. Some of you may have followed me for a while. But one thing I can say, everything I speak, I live. I've been there. Like, I've been 50 pounds overweight, depressed, struggling with anxiety, low self-esteem, desperate for love, people pleaser, addicted to toxic relationships. Like, I live it. And when I tell you the words that I write, the books that I write, like, I have no choice but to apply everything in my life. Like, when I talked about meditating, speaking affirmations, self-love, it's because I seen my life transform. I experienced the transformation. I experienced more joy. I experienced more peace, more calm, more wisdom and guidance and love and all of that. And even my relationships have improved. Like, my marriage, we have continued to evolve in our relationship. So just know that the stuff I'm saying, I'm not just saying it. These are not just words, you know. It's real life, real testimony, like real life change.
Yeah. And relationships are lifelong. I know a lot of times people are talking about attracting relationships and aligning themselves with relationships. But, you know, I think about even us. I mean, we've been married over 17 years, but we are not the same person, people that we were 17 years ago.
Exactly.
You know, we've changed in so many different ways. And that's a good thing. And the challenge in life is being adaptive to the change and continuing to grow.
Exactly.
With each other, because you don't want to be stagnant in no area of your life, not even in your relationships.
Yeah.
You know, so you want to keep growing. You want to properly align yourself to receive it, but you also want to align yourself to be able to maintain it with strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just have something, but you want it to flourish. You want it to be prosperous.
And one thing I can say about you is you have always been willing to evolve and to grow and to meet me where I was. Like, there's not a lot of people who are willing to grow with you. And I remember I used to say, if you can't grow with me, you can't go with me. So, and I tell people, like, don't settle on your relationships. And the reason why I say that, because I've seen this man evolve and grow and excel. And like, there were seasons when he was motivating me to be better and I'm doing things and then I'm pulling him, like motivating him. And we, you know, it's a team effort. And I think you make the decision. If your relationship didn't work, if you got a divorce, don't beat yourself up because of it. Don't feel bad about it. Keep growing, keep evolving. You can still have love, you know. And that's why I tell people, don't be held back or settle in something that's toxic or dysfunctional, because you can have better. Real love does exist. Yes. So, yeah, I just wanted to say that. And I love y'all so much. I just feel a deep connection. I always feel so open, and I can be transparent with y'all and share these things. And I love to hear y'all stories, and continue to send us your questions and your show ideas and the things that you want us to talk about. We love to connect with you guys. Be sure to go to realloveexists.com and you can get the book Miracles in Your Mouth, 20% off with the daily word. Tune in to our YouTube channel. We have meditations, affirmations, all those things produced, and more to come. I love you guys. We will Are my new books on Apple? Yes, you can get the books on Apple. Yes, and Kindle and Amazon as well. Love you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. See you in the next show.
Yeah. See ya.
Bye.